We continue our pursuit with the frequencies of wisdom, and our topic is the DNA to divine dimensions. So we know the scripture in Isaiah 11 from verse 1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit, the spirit of the Lord will rest on him, spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So this passage beautifully encapsulates the seven spirits of God. But did you notice that each spirit is uniquely housed within the realm of wisdom? So for us as sons of God, wisdom is the essential cornerstone, the element that not only broadens our dimensions, but ascends you in a divine journey of infinite revelation. Think of Proverbs 8 verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. So here the synonymous relationship between wisdom and knowledge is evident. The spirit of wisdom and understanding is interlinked with knowledge, pointing to a multifaceted divine entity that guides and governs. The Hebrew for possess also means that wisdom enables you to discover knowledge. In the book of Sirach 1 verse 1, we are enlightened that all wisdom is from the Lord and remains with him forever. This verse affirms the origin of wisdom as divine and eternal, emphasizing her significance as an epicenter of higher dimensions. From the book Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 22. For within her is an intelligent spirit. Wow! Holy, unique, manifold, loving, good, keen, irresistible. These scriptures underscore wisdom's vast dimensions, divine characteristics, each playing a crucial role in elevating your status as a son of God. In the book of Enoch 42 from verse 1, wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the heavens. She went forth from the Holy One, from God. So it doesn't mean that wisdom doesn't dwell in our midst. It's that she's been ascended to the higher realms of Gadol and functions from there. So as sons of God, understand and assimilate these scriptures allows us to understand the invaluable role wisdom plays as an arcing principle in expanding our dimensions. Wisdom entangles with the Gadol, and Gadol meaning higher or ascended, the realms of the mind, knowledge, and revelation of Jesus. It is not merely an intellectual exercise, but a deep mystical engagement, and it enriches our entanglement with the divine realms of our sonship in him. She administers from the ascended realms, drawing your spirit to rise into the gadol of your scroll. She sees your original intent. In Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Wisdom is the key to an ecstatic understanding of Yahweh. I mean, you know the scripture in James 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Imagine wisdom as a celestial ark, bridging every divine attribute and revelation of Jesus. Picture it as a cosmic DNA strand within which the very divinity code is inscribed. This divine matrix holds the key to an all-access journey into the mystic realms of Yahweh. Wisdom is a majestic divine staircase, ascending the mysteries of Yahweh's DNA ladder. She is the gatekeeper, wielding keys, unlocking the mystical secrets of every realm. These keys, resplendent with divine energy, serves as conduits for revelation, unraveling the divine mysteries that wisdom guards. Consider this. Jesus does not merely display his mysteries like precious jewels under glass. Instead, he entrusts them to wisdom, like a revered custodian. She becomes mentor to those who seek her, guiding them towards spiritual maturity. This maturity, like a meticulously cultivated vineyard, yields the capacity to administer the divine secrets, leading not just to the discovery, but also to the successful stewardship of these divine mysteries. She bridges the mortal and the divine, providing a pathway to ascend into the spiritual realms, deepening our understanding and enhancing our unity with Yahweh. Her mysteries are there to be explored, and it's through this exploration that we as seekers can truly grow and thrive. As an activation prayer, Jesus, thank you for the privilege of wisdom. I open the gates of my spirit so wisdom may entangle with my DNA, ascending into the knowledge and the revelation of you and your ways. I love you, Jesus. If you are keen to subscribe to the blog, you can just follow the link below, and also any courses that you might be interested in. I love you big time.